And quite a chilly start to your Monday morning. A bit of cloud around, but this breaks up to bring some sunny spells. We'll see a little bit more cloud moving its way in from the west later with a few showers and highs of 9 to 11 Celsius. And finally, for Scotland today, well, it's mostly cloudy this morning with some rain across some central and eastern areas. And this will start to very slowly clear eastward. And eventually this afternoon, there'll be some sunny spells for most parts of Scotland, really, as we head through the day. Just a few showers in the far north and west and highs of 9 to 11 degrees.
Simon, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05:05 on Monday, the 2nd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Trafalgar, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low, West Hebrides, 980, expected 350 miles north of Faroes, 964 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, southerly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 5 to 7 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, southeasterly, veering westerly later, 4 to 6, rain, moderate or poor. Forties, Cromarty, south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6, then west 5 to 7 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, south 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 to 6, then northwest 4 or 5 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, south veering southwest later 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, south 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, south 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, south 4 to 6 becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, cyclonic becoming northeasterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in South Fitzroy and 3 elsewhere. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic becoming northeast later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 6 to gale 8 becoming north 4 to 6, then east or southeast 4 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Rockall, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey, backing west 5 to 7 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest, veering west later, 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, becoming westerly 6 to gale 8 later, rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor, light icing in southeast Iceland. And now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 5, 12 miles, 996, rising more slowly. Stornoway, south southwest 3, 22 miles, 993, rising. Lerwick, south 6, slight rain, 4 miles, 996, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by south 6, recent precipitation, more than 38 miles, 999, falling slowly. Bridlington, south southwest 5, 1008, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 4, 11 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 6, 11 miles, 1014. Jersey, south by east 5, 15 miles, 1012, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 6, 1010. Scilly Automatic, south by west 7, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Valencia, south by west 2, 16 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south 7, rain, 1 mile, 1,001, rising slowly. Malin Head, south 4, 19 miles, 998, rising. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the south to southwesterly airflow currently affecting the United Kingdom will bring strong winds to coastal waters with risk of gales in the north. There'll be further rain or showers, especially in the west. High pressure will then build across the British Isles overnight and into Tuesday, bringing more settled and quieter conditions with lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, veering west or northwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, 5 or 6, veering southwest, 3 to 5, then northwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering west, 3 or 4 later. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South 4 to 6, becoming variable, then north or northeast later 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable, then northerly or northeasterly later 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southwest, veering west for a time at first, 5 or 6. Rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly, 4 to 6 at first in east, otherwise westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, veering west or northwest, 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first, becoming fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Rain then showers, fair later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 3 to 5. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, then westerly or northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south and later elsewhere. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7, then west 6 to gale 8 later, rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with the Very Reverend Dr. Sarah Rowland-Jones.
Good morning. The daffodils are out in force here in the meadow overlooking St. David's Cathedral. We had a wonderful show for St. David's Day yesterday. It's one of the best seasons we've had in recent years. Spring is definitely springing. For many of us, this coincides with the church's season of Lent. These two themes are beautifully woven together in the opening passage of The Wind in the Willows, where Mole is whitewashing his home. Kenneth Graham writes, "Spring was moving in the air above and in the earth below and around him, penetrating even his dark and lowly little house with its spirit of divine discontent and longing." The spirit of divine discontent and longing is a marvellous encapsulation of Lenten themes. Being attentive to the divine discontent within us resonates with Ash Wednesday's call to turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. Hard though it can be to admit it, acknowledging the nagging feeling that we are not as Christ-like as we ought to be can provide impetus